Idly ho. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, on little cat feet like the fog. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, New Music Tuesday. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. American cows, covert bovine agents bent on infiltrating and bringing down a foreign government. Okay, not exactly. But Yankee cattle are causing serious trouble in South Korea. The president there in political freefall following uproar over plans to resume U.S. beef imports. The government banned U.S. beef nearly 5 years ago after a mad cow outbreak. Now the president's entire cabinet set to resign. Carolyn Gluck has more.
The cabinet move came as up to 1 million people plan to take part in massive nighttime rallies across the country to protest against the beef deal. The deal was meant to unblock a bilateral free trade accord with the US. But fears about public health have seen protest rallies growing in size in recent weeks, some turning violent. It's also seen public support for President Lee Myung-bak plummet to less than 20%. He's apologized for failing to consult widely. And in an attempt to ease public concerns, he sent a government delegation to the US, asking officials for assurances that they won't export beef from cattle over the age of 30 months.
Caroline Gluck reporting. In Montana, they're worried about a different cattle disease, brucellosis. It's a serious one thought to be extinct in U.S. herds, but at least one Montana cow has it. This means ranchers there must now start expensive, widespread tests before they can ship cattle out of state. Now, it's hard for humans to catch it. Even eating meat of infected animals is not considered dangerous to humans. The risk is how the disease can devastate herds. Fear over salmonella-tainted tomatoes has several fast food outlets and supermarkets banning them. These are big names, including McDonald's, Burger King, Kroger. Those and many other restaurants aren't going to serve them until the feds trace the outbreak. Raw plum, Roma, or round red tomatoes could be dangerous. Most people infected get fever and intestinal sickness for up to a week. Washing tainted tomatoes is not enough to kill the bacteria. They need to be cooked for safety. Cherry and grape tomatoes, as well as those sold with the vine attached, are not believed to be infected. Digging isn't rocket science, but it can be robotics. Shovel duty is what NASA's Phoenix lander is having trouble with on Mars. Here's NPR's David Kestenbaum.
Everything was going well. Scientists had instructed the lander to dig in the soil and then throw a shovelful into a chemical analyzer that uses an oven. But the analyzer can only take small particles, and the soil proved stubbornly clumpy, even when the researchers had the lander shake the sample. William Boynton is a scientist on the mission.
We found out today that did not work. We got a very few soil particles pass through into the oven. Still was not enough for us to be able to do an analysis.
The plan now is to try to get another shovelful, eliminate the larger clumps, and sprinkle the finer particles into the oven. Scientists say they don't know why the soil is behaving this way.
NPR's David Kestenbaum reporting, and that's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.